Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Read, listen, ask questions, whatever you like, whatever you need, however much time you have, 5 seconds, 15 minutes, we got something you can do there, and we make it easy for you. We update it every day. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Having a great visit with our good friend Pete Lampson. He's general manager of the small business group at Carbonite, and they're the folks who back up your data online. You know, Pete, we had a little bizarre series of hardware calamities in my extended organization this month. Over about a 10-day period, my website server crashed. The hard drive crashed. It actually gave us time to get, you know, to recover, but you know, it took us. We didn't just kind of really, you know, explode. It just kind of got sick and we knew it was dying. But that went down. Then my network lost a hard drive. Then one of my developers lost a hard drive. And so, I mean, it slowed a lot of stuff down, but everything was backed up. And so all that happened was we had to, you know, write a check for some hard drives, right? And we didn't lose anything because it was all backed up.
That's exactly right.
And so consequently, we're still in business.
Exactly.
It's not enough just to watch the weather and stay out of the way of the hurricanes.
There are any one of a number of ways that can cause data challenges for small businesses. And some of the things you're talking about highlight the importance of today's solutions versus how we backed up data in the past. And typically, or a lot of times, small businesses will think of backup as either a very expensive enterprise solution that might cost $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 per year,
yeah.
Or they're thinking they've got to be messing with external hard drives or DVDs.
Which is the way I used to do. I've gone through everything. The only thing I didn't own was a tape drive.
Right.
But I've owned removable hard drives. We've done this DVD things. I've owned boxes that were backup boxes. I mean, before the cloud backup systems like you guys have and like other people have, we did all that stuff. And guess what? It was never very good.
Well, and 5% of businesses today still use tape drives, which is astounding. And there is a better way to back up out there now. You can, to your point and the thing you've been talking about, you can back up online with Carbonite or with other businesses out there
in
a very automated, simple fashion. You simply download a piece of software on your computer in your business. It backs up every single computer in your business automatically, meaning if your computers are turned on and you're connected to the Internet, any file you create, whether it's a Word doc or an Excel file or any of your business files, photos, music, what have you, it's all backed up automatically. So it's not only is it very, very simple, but on top of it, it is highly affordable.
Yeah.
So at Carbonite, for example, a business can back up every single computer in their office up to 250 gigabytes for $229 per year.
Yeah.
Now, most people aren't going to know, well, how much is 250 gigabytes? I have no idea how much my business has. That far, far exceeds the amount of data most small businesses have.
Well, here's the way to think about it is, folks, if you've got a 350-gig hard drive and you're using 250, you can say, well, wait a minute, I'd max that out already. Well, folks, 195 gig of what you've got stored is programs.
That's correct.
It's not that you probably got CDs for. So
that's right.
So the true assets that you have on your computer, probably, you know, is probably 25% of what you're storing. You know, maybe other than pictures or something like that, videos maybe or something like that. But I mean, you know, and folks, this is the cloud backup systems that we're talking about. Regardless of who you use, these systems are so inexpensive, so automated. What I like about it, Pete, is when I create a document and I save it and put it away, I already can look at the icon and tell that it's being backed up. I can look at it the minute
that's
I close
correct.
It up. There's a little color, a little button comes up there that says that's what's going on, and then it changes. And then when it gets backed up, it changes over and tells me it's backed up.
That's correct.
That's peace of mind, Pete, for me.
When you create new files, Jim, you are automatically backed up within literally a matter of minutes. You don't even have to do anything. And to your point, there'll be a little green dot on the icon on that document that lets you know you're fully backed up.
So what is another example of something you learned in the survey that you took?
Well, businesses clearly understand how valuable their data is. There's a bit of an out of sight, out of mind in terms of how they think about their solution. And nearly two-thirds of small businesses have no disaster plan, meaning if they lose data as a result of any of the natural disasters we've talked about, or theft, or virus, or hardware crash, they have no plan. Mm-hmm. And there's a bit of a, you know, I think we're all human beings, we're all susceptible to this. There's a bit of a, you know, it can't happen to me. Only 13% of the people we surveyed actually think something like that could actually happen to them.
There's one other thing, though, that I think is a big deal. I want to talk about that when we come back. I think some people don't realize how valuable their stuff is. And folks, I don't care how big you are, how small you are, the things that you create in your computer they're your assets. We're going to talk about that with Pete Lampson after these messages. He's with Carbonite. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.